This is Creating a Home of Excellence, Episode 5, brought to you by WRVO Public Media. Here's Ellis Giles.
Have you ever experienced that sensation of trying to take a deep breath, only to feel like you can't get quite enough oxygen? When this happens, it's possible to feel like a fish out of water, like you can't quite take in a comfortable deep breath. The right amount of airflow and oxygen is just as critical to the heating and cooling systems in your homes as it is to us. And if we're not careful, those systems can end up just like that fish out of water, not getting enough oxygen. Heating appliances such as furnaces and boilers use oxygen to create usable heat from fossil fuels. Without the right amount of oxygen in the mix, the combustion process won't happen correctly or efficiently. This condition most certainly costs you more money, not to mention that your heating system can suffer damage over time. It's not at all uncommon to find heating and cooling systems located in spaces without the proper dimensions or intakes available, both of which prevent access to the amount of oxygen needed by the equipment for optimum efficiency. If you have a furnace, you'll know that it's connected to ductwork so the heat can be distributed throughout all the rooms in your home. If the ductwork is too small for the furnace that's installed in your home, or if it's leaking, the furnace is not performing optimally and can be damaged. Incorrectly sized and leaking ductwork are very common problems. National studies have demonstrated that the typical home duct system leaks 25 to 35% of the airflow it is meant to deliver. Incorrectly sized or leaking ductwork causes the average furnace heating system to perform at only 55% of its maximum efficiency. This means that for every dollar you spend to heat your home, 43 cents is being wasted. It's money going right out the window. If you have a cooling system that works in conjunction with your furnace, that system is using the same ductwork and will suffer similar operating inefficiencies. Just like your heating system, your cooling system will only deliver 57 cents of performance for every dollar you spend. This is most definitely not a good return on your investment. What can you do about it? Having a comprehensive home energy assessment includes calculations to check to see if the size of the ductwork matches the space requirements of the home and the heating and cooling equipment that's in operation in your home. Duct leakage testing is also performed to see how much leakage there is and the comfort levels of some or all of the rooms in your home. Do you have a few areas in your home that seem extra cold in the winter or difficult to cool in the summer? That's a sign of duct leakage. When you schedule a home energy assessment, make sure you use a contractor accredited by BPI, the Building Performance Institute. If needed, equipment can always be resized to work efficiently with the ductwork in your home, and leaking ductwork can be repaired or sealed. Join us for future podcasts where we'll talk about more steps you can take to turn your house into a home of excellence.
To learn more about creating a home of excellence, visit WRVO.org.